阿弥陀佛，菩萨们早安。
Good morning, everybody.
今天的状况呢，看到我们菩萨们回来是很感动的。尤其呢，今天楼下我们相机也一早就进来了好多菩萨。
I'm really happy to see everybody here today and to listen to the Dharma talk. And also, the kitchen crew, and they got here early too, and they start getting busy since early this morning.
之所以要赞叹他们呢，是因为昨天我们才圆满了一年一度的中原教校月的活动。那结束的时候收拾完，其实都10点多，甚至于有的回到家都过了11点。而早上还能够到，这样的来学习、来护持，是让我们感动的。
The reason I want to give a lot of credit to the kitchen crew because yesterday we have a whole day chanting. By the time we finish and clean up this place, it's already 10 o'clock at night. And by the time they get home, probably it's later than 11 o'clock. But they still get here very early regardless. So we should give them all the credit.
那当然包括我自己了哈，我自己也疏忽了，我的电脑是比较难缠一点哈，所以他要好好的伺候他。那我刚刚又忘了先来做检查，现在才发现他还没装好。
And also, my computer sometimes is harder to connect, and with my knickknack, I didn't check before I came over, so he spent some effort and time to connect my computer.
不过还好，我前面呢还是先跟大家稍微我们 review 一下前两堂的部分。我们前两堂呢，其实我们已经先讲过了我们四无量心的意义啊。那我们也谈到说，四无量心它之所以无量，是因为唯有无量它才能够长久不退。那么要在日用上用呢，只是把慈悲喜舍做展言，在我们的日常生活里头来做修炼。
Why he's working on it, so I'm just gonna give you a brief recap and from the previous lecture. We talk about the four immeasurable mind. The reason it's immeasurable is because, and precisely it is immeasurable, that's why we'll long last and will not regress.And daily usage is the four immeasurable minds extension.
那我们也跟大家讲到说，之所以强调无量，是因为如果没有无量，我们这四种心没有办法慢慢培养到无量的时候呢，其实它只会是片刻的一个所谓的善行。那这久了的话呢，因为没办法持久，所以它会慢慢的掉漆，会不，毕竟是不究竟的。
The four immeasurable mind is loving kindness, compassion, empathetic joy, and equanimity. And if they are immeasurable, and these four minds eventually it will fade away, and it's not complete. So whatever we do, it's just momentary wholesome good deeds.
所以我们在前两堂的时候，除了我们讲了慈悲喜舍的意义，还讲了怎么我们现有的部分呢，我们可以持有的一个心态跟观念之外，我们还跟大家来分享说，还可以在日常生活里头怎么用。
Besides the meaning of the four immeasurable minds, and we also talk about the attitude and the concept and how do we use the four immeasurable mind in the daily life.
那我们也提到呢，四无量心在日用跟修持上呢，其实它可以用四无量心来摄化我们自己，也可以来摄化他人。
The four immeasurable mind to use in the daily life is use those to gather in ourselves and transform others.
那我们讲到说，四无量心呢，还没有出来。好了，再告诉我哈。等一下，四无量心呢？对待一个部分呢我们说既然是对自己或者他人都能够有所帮助的话呢， 其实我们讲到说啊慈悲喜舍是怎样的帮助我们自己能够做到什么，帮助别人又能够如何呢？
We did say this four immeasurable mind and will help us to get in ourselves and transform others. How exactly does that?
那个画面上的呢，我们刚刚已经在讲了哈，就讲到以四无量心来摄化自他。那我们也提到了，慈呢，OK， 慈。这个中文的对西方中我们跳过这一页哈 ，OK， 以慈心来讲，慈无量心呢，对待我们自己呢，可以帮助我们去除掉我们自己的嗔恨，然后给予众生呢是快乐的，所以在祈求这个快乐的部分呢，我们也提到的是因为依着我们自己每个人修行的层次，其实当然那个所谓的快乐还是有所深浅的哈。
So now you can see in the PowerPoint, and we say the four immeasurable mind to gather in and transform self and others. The loving and kindness is to resolve own hatred and then bring joy to sentient beings. Bring joy to sentient beings is also depend on the our level of practice and then what kind of joy you'll be able to bring to sentient beings.
而拔苦呢，不单单是 OK， 我们帮助人家离苦，其实是我们自己也在对治我们自己的脑海，让我们自己能够离苦。我们面对着我们自己的身心变化，或者我们的社会的关系，我们人际的关系，或者我们的欲求，我们讲的八苦啊，都能够去做对治，能够现观无常，能够离苦。
Compassion, is to resolve one's own trouble and defilement, alleviate all the sufferings of sentient beings. The suffering of sentient beings and could be a body and mind suffering, could be the change of our society, and could be a change of our relationship among us, and then could be also our desire, what we want and what we want to get, and those things, and to bring on the suffering to ourselves and to sentient beings.
那么知道无常，就知道真的是一切都是因缘所生法。所以能够让我们自己呢真的就学习着这么多年来住持法师老师告诉我们的，好的不喜欢，坏的不讨厌，那么我们自己其实也是能够在境界当中离开我们的苦恼。
Because we know the impermanence is the rule of cause and conditions, and so whenever we encounter all the situation, the changes, and so we always can use Guoxin Fa's famous word, you're not going to like the favorable and you're not going to dislike the unfavorables.
那我们讲喜无量心跟舍无量心呢，喜无量心其实对峙的是我们自己的嫉妒，我们也同样的也希望能够随喜人家的一毫之善，看到人家的欢喜，或者是能够看到人家离苦得乐，我们都能够心生欢喜。
Empathetic joy is to resolve one's own jealousy and see people depart from sufferings and rejoice in the happiness wisdom. So regardless and you see a just tiny bit of a wholesome deed and do a perform by others, we shall really rejoice with them.
那其实我们也知道的，当我们会有嫉妒深层的层面里头，其实还是可以再做探讨的。那这个在我们等一下后面的部分会再做分享。
When we see we have jealousy arising from our mind, actually there's many deeper levels, and we're going to talk about more later.
那舍无量心呢，它是让我们在即便我们家讲到说我们怎么样娱乐，怎么样的拔苦能够去随喜，其实还是有对象的哈，而且我们的对象我们自己 很容易的就会分跟我们比较亲爱的人，或者跟我们比较有仇怨的人。那在这里头，他也训练着我们能够做平等，以大平等心来一起练习着愿亲平等，进而呢能够更舍弃所谓有怨跟亲哈。其实这里头也是告诉我们的练习一个舍心无分别，那也是我们佛法究竟的在讲的三轮体空。
Equanimity, resolve one's own greed and arrogance, relinquishing of the three other imaginable minds, such that one is not either averse or affliction toward them. What does that mean? So when we have this practice this equanimity, and often we have object. So we usually, and well, pick somebody we know, somebody we're familiar with, and our relatives, our close people, loved one nearby us. And then we will pay more attention to those people. And then whoever we don't like and we may not want to deal with. So in here, we're talking about equanimity. So regardless someone you like and someone you hate, you treat them with great equal equalities. And you regardless and you help them. And so that's why we want to practice this equanimity without any distinction, discrimination.
所以我们讲到说，在事无量心在日用当中，我们的眼耳鼻舌身意，我们的六根，我们去接触到环境的时候呢，如果我们没有去好好的修炼慈悲喜舍，它一定是跟我们的贪嗔痴慢疑跟这个五毒呢是相应的。所以我们每天一天到晚呢，就是跟人家对立的啊，动不动可能就生气，动不动可能就跟人家吵架，那还不只是如此，自己呢更是烦恼重重，所以是非常容易让自己是起烦恼的。
So every day, and we use our six sense organ, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, and to encounter our environment. So if we not use our six sense organ to be in accordance with the four immeasurable mind, and then we must use our six sense organ to be in accordance with the three poison and all these poisons, greed, hatred, ignorance, and arrogance and suspicious. And then because all that situation encounter, and we will arise anger, we will become angry. And then you might end up fighting with people and arguing with people, and then eventually make ourselves in the deep vexations.
所以我们上一次呢，上堂课也讲到，我们必然呢，一定是我们的心是以事无量心为基础为基本。那么透过四摄法的一个呈现啊，在我们的日常生活当中去练习熏习，然后能够让我们慢慢的去向菩萨道。
So that's why we talk about the daily usage of the four immeasurable mind. We use the four immeasurable mind as the foundation, and then we use the four all-embracing bodhisattva virtues and to actualize them and to help us to practice in the daily life.
所以我们刚刚在讲慈悲喜舍，慈悲喜这三个呢，最少是我们自己的心啊，我们自己的意。在身口意当中偏向的是一个你的意念，你必须要有这样的意念，透过四摄法来实践，透过你身跟口的执行，那么去在我们的人际关系当中，像我刚刚说的，从我们这近的跟我们亲的跟比较普通的，再到愿一路的到所有的一切众生，然后能够再用舍无量心来自己来看待，能够无所执着，不求回报，那么不管是任何境界，我们都能够不贪染，不去染着。
The four immeasurable mind and the first three, loving kindness, compassion, empathetic joy, the first three we keep it in mind, and then put it as like body, speech, and mind, we keep it in mind, and then we use the four all embracing Bodhisattva virtues. Those are giving and affectionate speech and conduct a profitable to others, and then cooperate with, and then adopt oneself to others. That's the four all-embracing Bodhisattva virtues. And we use our body and speech to actualize in this. And so that's how we use this to practice in the daily life.
所以我们讲说修行的时候要戒行并重，信戒行正。我们也讲的OK， 不管是无量心、四摄法，我们不管是心念、观念，或者是说法，知道还是毕竟就是只是知道，而做到呢才是最重要的。那当然呢，我们是不可能一步登天的，我们还是以我们修行的程度，我们能够做多少算多少。所以四摄法呢，其实就是让我们拿来做啊，起而行，不单只是听闻而已。
In practice, we need to understand what we're practicing, and then we actualize and put it into action. In Buddhism, in the learning of Buddhism, we always say believe, understand, and then action, which is practice. So knowing is only knowing, and then that's nothing to do with us. So we just get some more knowledge. You need to put it into action to actualize what you understood, what you learned, and then you can do it. Of course, we don't expect people will be just one step in, and then, you do what Buddha does. So we try to depend on our level and understanding and our capability, and to gradually practice toward marching toward the final goal. And action is the most important.
那么当我们在实践的过程当中，我们也可能碰上困难重重，也可能呢，碰到的对象呢，可能就劈得你满头包哈。但是呢，没有问题，我们就是必须要不断不断的去实践，必须不断不断的去熏习，那么它才能够真的真的内化在我们的生命里头，才能够让我们呢在修行道上不断不断的向着菩萨道，向着佛道能够前行。
During the practice and during actualize Buddha Dharma, and we may encounter many, many difficulties, and people may think you're doing something and absolutely outrageous, absolutely stupid, and people may laugh at you and all that. So, but you know what are you doing is correct, and don't be regret and then discouraged, and just continuous and to do what you're supposed to do, and then marching toward to the path of Bodhisattva and the path of Buddhahood.
所以我们也跟大家分享了四摄法的内容，包括布施摄、爱语摄、力行摄跟同事摄。
We talk about the content of all the four all embracing Bodhisattva virtues. And the first is giving what others like in order to lead them to love and receive the truth. And the second, affectionate speech with the same purpose. The third, conduct profitable to others with the same purpose. And the fourth, the cooperation with and then adoption of oneself to others to lead them to the truth.
那详细的呢，菩萨们如果想要听，可以上我们的网站再去听了哈。我们就会讲到说，其实就是利用这四种摄受方便的法门呢，让众生呢能够产生好感，而愿意来熏习，愿意来学佛，那能够帮助众生，包括我们自己也在众生之一哈，都能够离苦得乐，能够好好的来修行佛法。
We use this four expedient method and to have a build up good relationship with others, and then so people are willing to come with you to learn Buddha Dharma, and then we can help ourselves, including ourselves, and help others and depart from suffering and get enjoy.
好， 所以呢，进到我们在讲四无量心的日用呢，刚讲四摄法是一个最简单的一个实践的方法，我们在日常生活里头可以长久不断的去练习。那我们也在我们的经典里头，其实常常都可以看到有很多的内容呢，是跟我们四无量心是相应的，包括我们今天要跟大家分享的进行品，我们也可以来看看它有什么样的关联。
The four all-embracing bodhisattva virtues are the expedient method to apply in the daily life. And well, also in sutras, we can see in many, many content which they are corresponding to the four immeasurable minds. And that including the pure conduct chapter in the Avatamsaka Sutra. So today we're going to discuss briefly and to see what's the connection.
那进行品在讲什么呢？其实进行品早年当时是师父在僧团跟我们讲的。那他呢，在进行品他本身我这里的资料呢，他是出自于60卷的版本，还有80卷的版本，60卷有好多个版本。那他在这里呢，他其实是出自于华严经。那华严经呢，它通常大部分在讲的，大部分都会讲的是比较偏向智慧的部分，可是在进行品这里头呢，它其实重点呢就会比较放在悲愿心上。
This pure conduct chapter is from the Avatamsaka Sutra. Avatamsaka Sutra has many versions. Today what we use is the 60 scrolls version. This chapter and it has a special characteristic. In general, Mahayana Sutra, they all emphasize on wisdom, but in this chapter, it's emphasized on compassion.
那么它的内容呢，主要是让我们在日常生活里头怎么样的活用，把佛法活用来关照自己的心行啊，关照自己的一举一动啊，是不是呢都能够跟佛法相应。让自己练习着从早到晚每个时间里头都训练着自己跟佛法相应，那这也是他本身的重点所在。
This pure conduct chapter, the main thing is to teach us in our daily life how to use the Buddha Dharma to contemplate our mind and behavior, and our every single movement it'sin accordance with the Buddha Dharma, and teach us to learn from the morning to night, every single moment, it will be in accordance with the Dharma benefit.
进行品呢，说得非常平实，可是呢，如果我们能够随时随地，我们都能够把进行品里头的句子拿出来用，那而且还用得上的话，那真的是我们就非常的具有了非常所谓的慈悲跟智慧。
In this chapter, later on you're going to see the description. It's very down to earth. It's very simple. And that's what we can use in the daily life. But if you can precisely use all these things and from this pure conduct and chapter, and then in our life, and it will be very pure, and then we will be the person have a great wisdom and great compassion.
平常的生活里头呢，我们心中经常是有烦恼的，常常呢跟佛菩萨是不相应的。我们常常包括我自己哈，我相信你们也一样哈。我们常常说，哎呀，我没有修行啦，我修行不够啦哈，所以我们需要修行，我们必须要肯定修行对我们是有帮助的。
In our daily life and in our mind always has a lot of vexations, and constantly we are not in accordance to Buddha and Bodhisattva. Oh, we always say, oh, you know, my practice is really lousy. I don't have any good practice, and it's pretty shallow, and my level is pretty shallow, and that's why we need a practice. And so that's precisely the reason we need a practice.
那 不管是我们出家人或者是我们的护法菩萨，我们常说我们要内修外弘啊，我们自己要修行，然后我们要弘化，对外我们要去弘化，可是呢又觉得自己内修不够哈，怎么去外弘呢？没有力道啊，啊，甚至于呢，可能呢，在面对菩萨们或者信众的时候，想想好多好多好多，算是在修行上的前辈吧，哈、啊，那就很担心，哎呀，自己资粮不足啊，这说出去很丢脸呐、啊，啊啊，不敢讲啊，不敢去弘化，那这样的状况呢？哎，就会希望自己能够多一点，多一点修行。那到底什么叫修行呢？怎样才叫做你有好的修行，能够去面对着所有的大众，能够让大众呢都得利呢？
A lot of time, and including our monastic, and then also the lay people, we always use this phrase, and we practice inwardly, and then spreading the Dharma outwardly. But when we try to apply the Dharma outwardly, and then we'll feel, oh, my practice level is too shallow. I don't have enough practice and to capable to offer to people, to help people. And so then at that time, oh, I wish my practice level is deeper. I wish I have more practice. So, and what is core practice?
那么说 OK, 好，念佛啊，禅坐啊，或者诵经啊，或者拜忏啊，好像甚至是闭关啊，好像都叫做修行齁。可是我们佛教徒呢，常常一谈到修行的时候呢，或者一修行的时候，就我们在座的人比较少了哈，多数有些人呢，就常常会一讲到修行呢，哎呀，我就不断的要去求啊，求我有什么好处啊啊，然后求菩萨让我可能可以去看到佛啊，或者得到什么神通啊，一旦没有的时候呢，就觉得这个修行没有用哈，让我自己呢，太浪费时间了，所以在这里头就会让我们自己呢，就会觉得说，我们自己就更加的觉得自己可能，不适合来修行哈。
So, what is core practice? Reciting Buddha's name, reciting sutras, prostrating to Buddha, meditation, or even solitary retreat. It seems to appear to they are a practice. But of course, the following doesn't apply to you. In a general audience of the Buddhas, and as soon as they talk about practice, and they are looking for something. They are seeking, they have this seeking mind, and they're looking for, and the Buddha or Bodhisattva will appear in front of them, and then they are actually looking for some supernatural power, so they can see the Buddha Pure Land, and they want to get something. But when they cannot get anything and get what they want, they think, oh, I'm wasting time, this practice is useless.
那我们也常常认为说，哎呀，佛菩萨有慈悲啊，有智慧嘛，因为我们是凡夫嘛，所以我们没有慈悲啊，没有智慧啊，甚至于包括师父就常跟我们讲，我们有时候呢，师父叫我们要好好修行，告诉你要怎样的时候呢，就会跟他讲，哎呀，师父，因为你是师父嘛，我们是凡夫嘛，师父就说这个观念是有问题的。
We always have this mindset, oh, because Buddhas and Bodhisattva, they have a compassion and wisdom. We only just ignore ordinary sentient beings. We don't have a compassion. We don't have a wisdom. This is very problematic. So that's why we have a lot of vexations. And even among us and us talk to Sifu, and the practice is so hard. Sifu said, it's not that hard. You say, of course, you are Sifu. We are just ordinary, dumb, sentient beings. And how can we compete with you? And this is very wrong, very problematic.
正因为呢，我们有时候常常会给自己找理由、找借口。师父说这叫偷心，什么叫偷心，后面再说。那 正因为我们有这样的借口，其实我们就真的没有那个心呢，就反正不管怎样，我就是只往勇往直前哈、哦。所以这样的借口会就让我们在日常生活里头呢，常常一样的，还是烦恼很多，甚至于在环境当中怨言也很多，让我们自己的心呢没有办法安住。那这个部分呢，就是会看到的，就觉得所有的人、所有的环境，哎，都是跟我们自己有冲突的，是矛盾的。所以，当我们自己在生活当中，有时候就会脱离了佛法。那我们要知道的是，大圣的佛法其实是让我们随时随地都能够让我们自己在学习当中用心的之下呢，能够身心是安住的。
So those are our excuses and all that. And Sifu used to call your mind is been stolen. We're going to talk about more about this stolen mind. And literally, your mind is being stolen by vexation. Your mind should be calm and peaceful, and by now it's just being stolen by vexation. So that's just the excuse and you use and try not to practice harder. And because we have so much vexations in our daily life, and we have so much complaint, whoever we see, when the environment we see, we always in conflict, and we always complaining about it. The Mahayana, the Chan method in Mahayana is to practice in the stillness and in the movement. You can all let your mind is calmly, it's very calm, and then settle down in the calm state. So the most important is every single moment to be in accordance with the path.
所以我们说身心安住要常常跟道相应。那么那个道我们就讲的，不管是我们讲说你用讲菩萨道啦，或者讲菩提道啦，或者佛道，其实说简单点，也就是让我们自己常常要提起修行的方法、修行的观念，在我们的日常生活当中来用。
We talk about the importance is every moment it be in accordance with the path. What path is Bodhisattva path and Buddha path. And this path actually is very simple. It's merely the method of a practice and the practice concept and the method.
那修行的方法呢，其实不外乎不离开戒、定、慧三学。那修行的观念呢，其实也一定是跟慈悲、跟智慧跟我们的事无量心、慈悲喜舍是相应的。
The method of practice and is the three study or three endeavors, sila, dhyana, prajna. That is a precept, meditative concentration, and wisdom. That's the method. And the concept is the compassion and wisdom, the four immeasurable minds.
所以我们在生活当中会有那么多的烦恼，就是因为我们没有把佛法弄到用在生活里头，没有把它佛化、生活化、生活佛法化，所以我们自己心里头跟佛化不相应，才会产生那么多的烦恼。
The reason we have so much vexation in our daily life because our mind is not in accordance with the path. And in other words, we didn't put the Buddha Dharma in our daily life to actualize it. So because our daily life, there's no Buddha Dharma, and our mind is not in accordance with the Buddha Dharma, therefore we have so much vexations.
所以这也是我们在讲的，我们透过四摄法的实践，然后不断的在环境当中去培养自己事无量心的修炼，那么在我们的生活里头必然就能够远离烦恼。
That's why we say if we actualize the four all embracing bodhisattva virtues and then continuously cultivate and the practice of a four immeasurable mind, and then our mind will naturally be in accordance to the path, and then will suffer from vexations.
在六十华严里头呢， 进行品它总共有140首偈子，那因为我们不是在讲进行品哈，刚刚敏如菩萨还在讲说，哎，我的东西其实每一个东西呢要讲哦，都要讲 N 久哈。那我其实这四堂课只是都算做一个简介，为大家做一些介绍而已。
Today we're gonna talk about this pure conduct chapter briefly, and from this 60 scroll version of Avatamsaka Sutra. And in this chapter, and every single verses, and if you want to drill down, and it could be a topic itself, and could take a very long time. So today we're just gonna introduce briefly.
所以今天为大家稍微讲里头偈子呢，大概只会挑了22首哈。那进行品呢，它是从里头内容，它是从一个在家居士啊，怎么样的到出家，到怎样的修行，到日常生活当中怎么样去用啊，这里头是很多的。但是不管它里头内容是讲的是出家人还是讲在家人，其实它的观念跟心态都是我们每个人，都是值得我们每个人去练习的，也是培养我们自己事无量心的一个成长最好的方式。
In this pure conduct chapter, and we only gonna pick up 22 verses and to share with you. The whole chapter it talks about how to do the practice, and starting and from for lay people, and then become monastic people, and we use the concept and attitude and be in accordance with the four immeasurable mind in this chapter.
荧幕上呢，我相信中文跟英文菩萨都可以看得到哈。那基本上进行品，它这里头呢，它其实是智守菩萨向文殊师利菩萨呢请法。那他在请问那个文殊师利菩萨呢，要怎么样呢？在身口意三业里头，怎么样的不去被污染，不去损害，不会是愚痴而无明的，让我们自己在身口意里头能够常常保持是清净，不退转，能够尽量的不去犯过失，能够努力的去修一切的功德，那么在这里头才可能去离烦恼生智慧。
You can see this PowerPoint and about this pure conduct chapter. And at that time, the foremost wisdom bodhisattva inquired of Manjuri Bodhisattva. He's asking disciple of the Buddha, how does a bodhisattva attain the karma of body, speech, and mind, and of an undefiled, non-harming karma, non-ignorance karma, non-retreating karma, and immovable karma, and praiseworthy karma, and all these karmas of the body, speech, and mind.
因为前两堂课每一次时间都用到不够哈，所以现在都用简单看得到我们就带过，就不用念了一大串了。好，那这里头真的是要谢谢哈，因为现在资讯发达哈 ，PowerPoint 没有出现的时候，菩萨们就有时候不知道我们在讲什么，虽然听到字对不起来哈。然后因为我英文不好，如果没有敏如菩萨帮忙翻译的话，可能我就更加的对不起西方中的菩萨哈。
So, thanks to the technology, so you can see all the translation on the screen.So whatever I say, then you'll be able to understand.
好，那我们先说其中的句子哈。按太快了。OK。我们讲到若伏床坐，当愿众生伏善法坐，见真实相。好，这里头有英文哈。那我们在讲，其实他讲的呢，就是说，当我们自己 进入到一个屋子里头的时候，比如说像你们进到禅中心来，好，那么不管是为了听法也好，为了打坐也好，为了休息也好，哎，你们都有一个位置嘛，不管坐在这里还坐在椅子上，都坐在自己的位置上，对不对？
The first of you can see, when you when spreading out the bashi, I vow that sentient beings will open and unfold wholesome dhammas and see the character of reality. So the first verse is saying, and when we enter a room, and for example, like today, you come to here to listen to the Dhamma. Regardless, you sit on the cushion or sit on the chair, or you enter a room because you want to rest, or you enter a room because you want to meditate, you all have a seat.
当我们要坐下来的时候，总是哎，蒲团方便整理一下，椅子稍微调整一下，坐正了，我们要整理一下才坐下来嘛，哈。那哎，他就鼓励说，我们在整理的时候，我们就要发愿了。我在整理的时候，我就希望所有的人呢，哎，都能够以善法为我们的座位啊，然后能够见到真实相。那什么是善法？什么是真实相
？So when you sit down, and then so you kind of want to tidy up the place and adjust the cushion, adjust the chair, and then to sit in comfortable. So that's what it says. And when you tidy up your place and make yourself comfortable on the seat, and then at that time you want to give a rise and a vow and to wish sentient beings and to practice the wholesome Dhamma to see the reality. So what is the wholesome Dhamma? What is the reality?
所以善法呢，其实菩萨们常耳根能详啊，有讲人天善法，有解脱道的善法，五戒十善啊，六波罗蜜啊，四摄啊，四圣地啊，八正道，这些都是善法。
What is the wholesome Dhamma? And the wholesome Dhamma is the 10 wholesome ways of action, and precept, dhyana, and the prajna, wisdom, are the wholesome Dhamma. 6 paramita are the wholesome Dhamma. The 4 immeasurable minds are wholesome Dhamma. The all 4 embracing bodhisattva virtues wholesome Dhamma. And whatever the method to practice the path of liberation are wholesome Dhamma.
那我们说修行有层次，善法也是有层次的。我们说五戒十善呢，说是人天善法，可是呢人天善法是一个基础，它就是让我们能够到解脱道、菩萨道，甚至于佛道的一个根本、一个基础。
And also, the wholesome Dhamma also has including the 4 noble paths and 8-fold noble paths and the 37 conditions leading to Buddhahood. And what is the wholesome Dhamma? Wholesome Dhamma is it's the man and diva's wholesome Dhamma, and the 5 precepts and the 10 wholesome ways of action is the foundation. It's the foundation to liberation path, to the Buddha path and to Bodhisattva path. And the wholesome Dhamma also has a level, has stages, but the foundation to liberation, the path of liberation and the Bodhisattva path and the Buddha path.
所以当我们坐下来的时候，我们希望所有的人都能够以善法为坐，其实指的就是希望所有的人都能够来听闻佛法，实践听闻善除了听闻之外，还能够去实践善法。
So when you sit down on the wholesome Dhamma seat, and then you give a rise to a vow to wish all sentient being, use the wholesome Dhamma as the seat, and then that means to actualize the wholesome Dhamma.
那么修一切善法呢？才能够借由修一切善法能够见到真实相。那么我们自己在修学实践善法的时候，其实也一样的，必然是跟慈、跟悲、跟智慧是相应的。
to use the wholesome Dharma as a seed and to actualize the wholesome Dharma and practice all wholesome Dharma to see the reality and use loving kindness and compassion, empathetic joy, equanimity to practice the wholesome Dharma.
那修一切善法，见真实相，见的是什么？其实见的就是知道生灭无常，哎，知道因缘所生法，能够离有相去见到无相，能够不管面对任何的人事物，任何种种境界，我们都能够不起执着，而能够舍离。
What's the reality? It's knowing the impermanence of phenomena arising and perishing, and all things is the dharma of cause and condition, and depart from the form of existence and to see the form of non-existence. And when we encounter anybody, any things, any object, all kind of phenomena, toward all these phenomena, we will not have attachment, abiding on those phenomena.
所以换句话说，也就是说，当我们能够现当下现观无常的时候呢，其实我们当下就能够舍而不执着。
That it means that at that current moment, you can contemplate impermanence, and then you will not arise any attachment.
那么，另外一个句子呢？他说，当我们开始走路的时候，十举足时，开始走路的时候呢，当愿众生能够悦度生死，散发满足。其实就是希望所有的众生呢，能够超越。能够超越超度生死的苦海，能够满足一切的善法。
The next phrase is, as I lift up my feet, I vow that sentient beings will leave the seat of a birth and death and perfect all wholesome dharmas. And that means when you just start to lift up your feet and you're ready to walk and you want to give a rise this vow to which all sentient beings can transcend and transgress the suffering sea of a birth and death and then be able to fulfill all the wholesome dharma.
所以师父也告诉我们说，其实当我们开始走的时候，我们自己都可以发愿说 OK, 我要愿断一切恶，愿修一切善，愿度一切众生。那我们知道，其实这也是菩萨道上的三句境界。那么如果我们要能够长久的去持守三句境界呢，它其实必然呢，一定是具有基本的慈悲喜舍的心。
And also 师父and Tawas, And just about when you start to lift up your feet and ready to walk, and you should recite this. Vow to cut off all evil. Vow to cultivate all good. Vow to deliver all sentient beings. This is the three pure precept when we are practicing Bodhisattva path.
所以那个走路不是你只是跨出去一步而已，就像我们在念佛的时候也会说啊，你就像每一步都踩在莲花上一样。他这里呢讲的意思就是说，当你在跨越每一步的时候，就像你自己在超越超度自己，从烦恼的彼岸要走到解脱，烦恼的此岸走到解脱的彼岸去。
So when we walk, it's not merely walk. And just like we always say, when you recite Buddha's name, every step you take, you step on the lotus flower. And when you do that, and also you give a rise to a vow to which all sentient beings will transcend and transgress the suffering sea of a birth and death.
那么下个句子他讲，手执羊枝，当愿众生心得正法，自然清净。那个羊枝呢，在这是古时候用的，相对于现在呢，叫做我们的牙刷啊。当我们起来打起澡起来的时候呢，我们用牙刷刷漱口的时候，如果不漱口呢，嘴里就臭臭的苦苦的。那么以前在印度的时候呢，他们没有这些东西的，所以就是羊枝，包括师父小时候的时候也一样的用它来漱口。
The next verse is, as my hand holds my toothbrush. And these toothbrush, in the literal, it's not toothbrush. This is a contemporary translation. And actually, they are willow twigs. So as my hand holding the willow twigs, I vow that sentient beings will all attain wonderful Dharma and be ultimately pure. And back then in India, this willow twig, and the purpose for that is you chew on this willow twig and use as a toothbrush. And when we get up and our mouth tastes bitter and then smelly, so we need to brush our teeth. And then back then in India, they just chew on this willow twig. Even when Sifu, when he was young, and also used this willow twig. And they cut this big bundle of willow twig and then to become small pieces and to chew on it and brushing teeth purpose.
所以也就是告诉我们说，哎，包括我们起来的时候，我们在刷牙，或者是不用起来的时候，我们就是人家鼓励我们三餐饭后要漱口啊。你那个漱口的时候，自己就可以以发这样的愿，希望所有的众生，包括我们自己哈，都能够得到正法，让我们自己身口意三业是清净的。那正法呢，指的就是我们讲的八正道啊，三法印啊，四圣地啊，六波罗蜜啊，这些只要不违背戒律的行为，它都叫做正法。
So, when we are brushing our teeth, it doesn't matter, has to be morning or after each meal. When we brush our teeth, we want to give a rightful vow to wish all sentient beings to attain the wonderful Dharma, the proper and correct Dharma. And what is the proper and correct Dharma? And that is the Eightfold Noble Path and the Three Dharma Seal, the Four Noble Truths and Six Paramita. And these are the proper Dharma. And the proper Dharma, that is not violate, the behavior is not violate precept. This all proper Dharma. We use this proper Dharma to practice the pure three karma of our body and speech and mind.
那这个句子呢跟上面是有关系的，要修正一下刚刚我自己有讲的一点错误哈。刚刚呢还不只是漱口而已，它只是拿起牙刷的时候你就要发这样的愿哈。那这个句子呢，它讲成脚扬姿哈，当愿众生得调伏牙，是诸烦恼。这个时候才是要做真的在刷牙哈，因为它拿起扬姿是准备要漱口，那脚扬姿的时候是开始在刷哈。那它就是说刚你在刷牙的时候呢，你也希望得到调伏牙，这是比喻了哈，也是说告诉你呢，就是希望呢，发愿众生都能够调伏我们自己的烦恼啊，然后呢，用我们自己的心念，用我们自己意念意志呢来调伏烦恼，然后呢，怎么去把这些烦恼吃掉呢？是吃掉嘛哈，就是用我们自己的柔软心，用我们的自己的慈悲心、惭愧、忏悔的心、感恩的心，来把烦恼消灭。
There's a minor correction. The first verses is when the time we holding the brush, a toothbrush. And the second verses is when I am brushing my teeth. So it's slightly different. But regardless, and the second verses is when I brush my teeth, I vow that sentient beings will be harmonious and pure in mind and will buy through all afflictions. So, we wish the sentient being will be harmonious and pure in mind, will buy through all affliction. Buy through all affliction is literally to be able to tame and subjugate the teeth. And this is an analogy. And literally we use our mind, our willpower to tame the vexations and to eat up and chew up and bite off and all the vexations. And we use our mind power. What kind of mind we use? We use the soft mind, the straightforward mind, the compassion mind, the mind of repentance, the mind of contrition, the mind of appreciation to eliminate and to destroy, to exterminate all vexations.
所以当我们有烦恼的时候，我们的心多半是刚强的，所以我们就需要用慈悲、感恩、忏悔、惭愧的心，少欲知足的心，来调伏自己的烦恼。
When we have a when our mind is very stubborn and stiff, inflexible, and then it will have a vexations, for those people who are always vexation, their mind is usually very stiff and stubborn, and hard and inflexible, and that's the precisely time need to use the mind of appreciation, the mind of compassion, repentance.Contrition and lessen desire and containment, all these kind of mind to tame our own vexations.
Okay, 然后这个句子呢讲左右便利，当愿众生捐除污秽，无淫怒痴。便利呢其实指的是我们早上呢我们上洗手间早上我们刷牙漱口也是用餐之前，或者我们去上洗手间，总而言之就是去上洗手间的时候呢，就希望所有的众生呢都能够离开所有的一些肮脏不干净的东西然后没有淫怒痴指的其实就是贪嗔痴就远离贪嗔痴三毒。
The next verse is, as I go to toilet, and I vow that sentient beings will cast out greed, anger, and delusion, and cleanse themselves of offense dharma.
所以他淫呢，他其实就是包括过分的欲求包括男女的关系啦，或者过分的贪着那。就是就像师父讲的需要还是想要当有的我们其实是不需要的，只是很想要可是呢就是想极尽的要去取得那个部分，但是我们其实根本都不需要的它叫做过分的一个欲求，而且它都叫做淫。那怒呢就是愤怒，痴呢我们可以讲它是愚痴。
So when we go to toilet, we want to give a rise to a vow, wish all sentient beings and depart from all dirty defilement, impurity, and that means greed, hatred, and ignorance. And this greed, and it also imply in many levels, and also talking about the relationship between men and women, and excessive demanding, excessive craving, it is called greed. And greed is means excessive.And it's not needed, but we really, really want it to satisfy our desire. That's called greed. And then the other two is hatred and ignorance.
那当我们呢 ？OK， 我们在这个他讲说，当你在走路，尤其是在走下坡路或者山区里头走下坡路的时候呢，见去下路，当愿众生谦下柔软，入佛身法。他就是告诉你不管你在山路头上上下下走一下往上一下往下的时候呢也要发愿。
The next verse is, when I see road going downhill, I vow that sentient beings will be humble and respectful in their minds and foster the good root of a Buddha. So when we walking in the mountainside, and the road and usually go up and down, sometimes go up and sometimes go down, and sometimes windy and twist and turn. So when we walk on those downhill roads, and we want to give rise and to wish the sentient beings, it will be humble.
所以谦下者的也就是谦卑，也就是发愿说希望所有的人都能够谦卑，能够柔软，能够得到法药，好好的在修行上用功。
To be humble and wish your all sentient being to be humble and so and they can penetrate Dharma deeply.
当然呢希望众生谦卑，希望这些 谦卑柔软，我们自己也是尤其呢如果我们自己常常身处在高位上，要对下面的人谦卑其实不容易要柔软的对待人也有点难那个好像牵扯到所谓的面子问题那但是呢他其实就是要学习的你看看像师父像达赖喇嘛那么深受世人的尊重，可是他们一直都是非常谦卑柔软的。
To be humble, to be soft, and not only towards sentient being, also towards self. And sometimes, and it's hard to be humble and soft, especially when you are holding a higher position, and you want to be humble and to your subordinate, and be soft. It's not that easy. But and our Shifu and His Holiness of Dalai Lama, and they always humble and soft, and they never stuck up or snobbishly conceited, and they don't think that they are superior or more noble than anybody else.
其实这也是师父教我们的，不是以你的身份来服人啊，不是表示自己呢就比人家尊贵或者高尚，哎，而是要用自己的德恨啊来跟人家相处。
That's why 师父 always teach us and not use your material status and to let people respect you, and you want people respect you for your virtue and merit.
那么这个句子呢，他告诉你说，若见显露啊，当愿众生弃捐恶道，灭除邪见。也就是说，当你在危险的地方啊，不管是或者是盗贼出没的地方呢，你都还是希望呢，所有的众生哎能够远离三恶道啊，远离恶道，能够呢，哎，能够把所有的不正见啊，所有的邪见能够消除。
The next verse is, when I see a winding road, and I vow that sentient beings will renounce an improper way and abandon evil of you forever. And this winding road, and it also can imply dangerous road. And maybe this road is full of pirate and all that. So it's such a dangerous road. So in this dangerous road, and I still, I give a vow to wish all sentient beings will renounce improper dharma and abandon evil view.
当我们呢很多人我们讲到说哎这条路危险的时候呢，哎很多人就开始提心吊胆呢，七上八下的想不知道会不会发生什么事哈。那师父才告诉我们呢，哎这进行品里头告诉我们要发起这样的慈悲心啊，哎我们就还要想到说虽然是危险的路，我们还希望大家都不要经过这样的危险，不要到恶道里头去。那当我们慈心起来的时候呢，哎其实我们心是安定的，它也能够让我们少受伤害或者不受伤害。
And most of the time when people know this road is very dangerous and people and become scared and be very afraid to get on this road. So and if we walk on this road and so we will give a rise the mind of a compassion and so will not encounter all the calamities and difficulties and danger. And actually at that point our mind is very calm. So we wish all sentient being will be as calm as with us and will renounce the improper way, abandon all evil.
师父有首佛曲叫慈悲，里头讲呢，世间没有坏人，只是不小心动错念头做错事。所以我们在我们的生活里头也会看到有些人呢占人家便宜，还常常还非常非常的理由十足哈，像现在看到的很多所谓的智慧型犯罪哈，也是一样哈，其实就是因为观念不正确，然后呢给自己找了一个冠冕堂皇的理由。所以即便是看到这样的人，我们还要升起我们自己的慈悲心哈，希望他们也都能够远离恶道啊，能够离开所有的不正见。
Shifu has, Shifu wrote a lyric for a song and called Compassion. And Shifu mentioned is, there's no real bad people in this world. It's momentarily they give a rise to the bad thoughts because they don't have a proper, they don't have a proper mindset. They don't have the correct mind, correct thought. And that's why they give a rise to this improper mind and then in the wrongdoing.
那接下来这个句子呢，说若见直路，当愿众生得中正义，身口无屈啊。那所谓的直路呢，就是非常 没有弯弯曲曲的道路哈，尤其他们说高速公路上开直路最怕开直路哈，开久了以后眼睛就好累，就开始想睡觉哈。那他只是告诉你说，当我们看到没有什么曲折的路、直直的路的时候呢，也希望每个众生的心呢，都也在刚好恰到好处的地方，都在正知正见正念上，那么在佛法上不偏离啊，那也不偏离的正念，让自己呢身口意的行为呢是没有偏差的啊，没有心口不一，没有一些任何曲曲折折的东西。
The next verse is, when I see a straight road, I vow that sentient beings will have a straight and upright mind, free from flattery and deceit.And when we walk on the straight road, and we wish all the sentient beings and their mind and just right for the purpose. What purpose? And they will be for the purpose of the correct knowledge, correct view, and correct thought. And in Buddha Dharma, and that means not deviate from Buddha Dharma, and not deviate, depart from the correct view. So, and our body, speech, and mind, the three karmas is pure and straight. And then our mind and body is not going to be separate. You're doing something, and then your mind is thinking something, your mouth and actually say something else. So they all in a straightforward method.
所以说我们在维持正念上，也就是说比如说我们在拜佛，我们自己就是一心一意的用我们自己感恩的心、惭愧的心、忏悔的心来拜，而不是呢还要想东想西，想着还要拜佛得到什么好处啊，或者呢自己呢心念上啊没办法全心全意的就在当下用心。那这里头其实也是告诉我们就是要专心用功在正念上，好，那包括我们自己讲的没有心口不一，不要说有时候呢有些人讲话里头又带刺带钩子，这些呢都不需要哈。当然话要讲的话呢也虽然在讲的时候也一样的，还是要不离开世事话里头我们讲的爱语，多讲赞叹语，多讲柔软语，但是不是讲谄媚的话。
So, for example, and when we're doing the prostration to Buddha, and that's just merely prostration to the Buddha, that's our purpose to do the prostration. And then, we don't want to do this, why I'm body doing the prostration and my mind thinking, oh, I'm doing this, what is the benefit it's going to bring me? No, we just do the prostration wholeheartedly and fully concentrate into the practice of prostration.And then when we talk, we want to use affectionate speech, and then not use the words very sarcastic and to hurt people, and just use affectionate speech to practice.
所以简单的说，也就是说当我们看到直路的时候，都还希望所有众生能够身口意三业清净正直。
In the simple manner, we say, and when we walk on the, when I see the straight road, I wish all sentient beings, the three karma of body and speech and mind is pure and straightforward.
那下个句子呢，他讲见道扬尘，当愿众生永离成慧，毕竟清净。也就是说当我们看到马路上飞扬的时候呢希望众生都能够离开这些尘土，离开这些尘秽，然后能够得到毕竟清净，得到成佛的地方。
The next verse is, when I see the dust road, I vow that sentient beings will be far removed from dust and attain the pure Dharma.
那事实上呢，在我们的生活环境里头有灰尘有尘土的地方是正常的哈，否则平常西体就不会派洒水车出来了哈。那但是呢也是告诉我们，让我们自己训练着我们这心里头不要有尘土，尤其是不要有烦恼的尘土，不要有不清净的心，所以希望所有的众生都没有尘土，没有污垢。
Of course, in this world, and there's no dust on the road, it's not impossible. To have a dust on the road is normal. But in our mind, we do not have a dust. Do not have the dust of a vexation, and don't have these impurity. And therefore, we want to wish all sentient beings forever, there's no dust, no filth, and there's no defilement.
所以刚刚讲到有看到有尘土的时候，这下子又告诉你说见到无尘，看到没有尘土的时候啊，尤其像我们刚刚讲洒水车洒过啦，就一定是比较没有尘土啦，啊，或者扫一些尘土的时候呢，那时候要做什么呢？啊，那时候还要发愿哈，希望所有的人呢，哎，大悲所熏，心意柔润，也就是告诉我们每个人的心中呢，都能够升起大慈悲心。啊，那我们每个人都受大慈悲心在熏染的时候呢，我们的心里头一定是柔软，是温润的，而不是刚强的，不是枯燥的，会让跟人家接触的时候都会让人家觉得很温馨，很安全，而且被尊重。
And we just talk about the previous verses without the with dust, and now we talk about without dust. When I see a road that is free from dust, I vow that sentient beings will always cultivate great compassion, and brighten and enrich. And their mind will be brightened and enriched. That means we wish all sentient beings, and in their mind they can give a rise to the great compassion mind, and then be influenced by the great compassion, and therefore their mind is soft and warm, it's not stiff and hard. So when people encounter with this kind of people and feel very warm and cozy and safe and respectful.
那接着的句子呢，他说若见荆棘，若见刺棘，什么时候会有刺棘呢？可能你去野外，或者你在拔杂草，还有我们前面拔杂草的时候也会哈，看到那些刺棘的时候呢，你当愿众生拔三毒刺，无贼害心。拔三毒刺，但指的就是拔除贪嗔痴的这些刺呢都拔掉。那么无贼害心呢，也可以讲说啊，所有的烦恼心都叫贼害心，反正跟烦恼相应的，都叫做我们刚讲偷心哈，叫做贼心，它都是叫贼害心啊。那
And the next verse is when I see a thorny bush, and I vow that sentient beings will quickly pluck off and eradicate the thorn of the three poisons. Normally when we see this thorn, probably and go outdoor and maybe some grass and maybe some vines, some bushes, when we encounter that, we want to wish all sentient beings well, plucked off in the thorn of the three poison. What three poison? Greed, hatred, and ignorance. And then we want to remove them and we want to eliminate them. And then also, the mind of, literal translation is thief harming mind or harm the mind harmed by thief. We talk about a stolen mind before. The stolen mind is your mind, your tranquil calm mind is stolen by vexation. So anything with accordance to vexation is called stolen mind or the thief harming mind.
那我们刚刚有讲到偷心哈，它偷心其实指的就是说凡事呢我们不精进的懈怠心，而我们有时候给自己的懈怠心找个理由，那个都要做偷心哈。那什么叫做跟它相应的那些心呢？比如说我们刚刚讲到的嫉妒啊，那嫉妒里头深层还有些什么呢？
Thief stolen mind, and then also stolen mind, and anything like in not diligent practice, the slack of mind also called stolen mind, and any mind in accordance with the greed, hatred, ignorance are the stolen mind. There's other stolen mind like jealousy, and we talked about it before, and jealousy, and it goes down to the deeper level.
所以嫉妒其实要看那是为什么我们要嫉妒。哎，我们常常是嫉妒是因为人家有我们要没有要到，那么这里头人家要的我们没有，我们想要其实就是一个贪心，要不到我们又起嗔心啊，那我们会记恨，其实这些对我们来讲都是烦恼心，都是贼害心。
You know, what's a jealousy? And maybe we see some people have something and we want it, but we can't get it. And that's basically it's the mind of a greediness. And when we give a rise to the mind of a greed, and then we arise, and the next phrase is jealousy mind. And jealousy mind, and this is some hint of hatred in there. And then the mind of hatred and follow up.
那另外的句子说，见苦恼人，当愿众生灭除众苦，得佛智慧。我们上次也讲到苦，我们讲一般讲的有八苦。那苦恼其实并不见得是一定在一起，有苦未必恼啊，但是有恼呢，一定是苦哈。所以我们还讲有病呢，也不一定是痛苦，但是如果病苦，我们自己不烦恼，那么我们在病里头都还是在修行。可是如果我们是病苦，又还在继续加上烦恼，那就非常非常的痛苦。所以我们的在自己呢，不管在困境当中，不管是病也好，贫穷也好，挫折也好，其实还是要让自己的心安住，那么能够离开烦恼，能够发愿，希望大家都能够离开这些的苦，而且能够有智慧，得到佛的智慧。
Next verse is, when I see a person in distress, I vow that sentient beings to extinguish all sufferings will attain Buddha's wisdom. And vexation and distress, the reason to have a vexation and distress, one is a suffering and one is anger. And have a suffering, and suffering maybe is birth and aging and old age and death and all these are vexation. But it has suffering and doesn't mean has anger, have vexation. But if you have vexation, and you definitely is in suffering. So, and have an illness, it doesn't mean and it's really a suffering. And because, and does, and if a, if even though it's within the illness and maybe suffer from the illness, but and doesn't have vexation, and this is a kind of practice in the illness. But if it's already sick and suffer from the illness, and then on top of that with vexation, and that's very painful. So and regardless and the illness and regardless calamity and even poverty, and doesn't mean and you need to have a vexations. And then especially in that situation, you want to give a vow and to wish all sentient beings will extinguish all the vexations and all the suffering, and then will attain Buddha's wisdom.
这两个我们先听，这一个是看到疾病的人，哎，我们当愿众生知身空寂，解脱众苦，就是知道，哎，这个色身呢，其实也是无常，是五蕴俱合的哈，所以当下观五蕴皆空，就能够离开痛苦。啊，那看到丑陋的人呢，哎，希望他远离彼恶，以善自言。其实就是我们先不讲所谓的因缘因果哈，因为所谓的因果，而是看到这些人，我们希望他能够离开苦难。看到丑陋的时候，希望我们能够远离这一切丑陋，所以需要的众生都能够哎。远离这样的果报啊，那师父也告诉我们，把他们当成菩萨示现。所以，如果是我们自己这些现象在我们身上，我们不用自卑；但是如果在人家身上，我们不可以去轻视人家。所以，撇开这种种恶心啊，要用善的心、用慈悲的心、智慧的心来庄严自己，同时来尊重他人。
These two verses. When I see sick person, I vow that sentient beings will realize their body and are empty and still, and then renounce the dharma of a contention. And the next verse, when I see an ugly person, I vow that sentient beings will not delight or in indulging in unwholesome affair and indulge in wholesome affair to adorn. So when we see this kind of people, illness people, people has illness and ugly people, and we should treat them it's the appearance, the presentation of a bodhisattva. And so even though it's happened to ourselves, and we don't feel inferior, and then we don't look down on other people, we use compassion and wisdom to adorn ourselves, and we will not look down on people. We will not despise ourselves, and your mind, inside your mind, you don't feel bad.
所以这里呢说，当我们洗澡的时候，哎，澡浴身体的时候，大家还想发愿，发愿呢，所有的众生都能够身心呢，是没有污垢，是没有烦恼，是不受任何烦恼所污染的啊，是光明无量的，是智慧充满的智慧心跟不执着的心。
The next verses, when I bathe my body, I vow that sentient beings will be defiled in the body and mind, bright and clean inside and out. So this body and mind and no defilement is not because body is no defilement. It's the karma of the body is pure, the mind is pure, and because greed, ignorance, and so we have the mind of a vexation. So now we want to not having a vexation, so our mind is bright and open, and the mind and will not be in defilement.
好，我又在赶时间了哈，因为时间不够哈。啊，我们讲绕塔三匝，当愿众生得一向意，勤求佛道。其实也就是说，我们在修学佛法的时候。一向意其实就是说你一个方向啊，你不散三心二意，没有退转的心，就只有勇往直前一直走下去啊。那让我们自己没有说修行了一段时间我就不要修行了啊，没这回事。让自己在修行学佛的道上呢，即便是有懈怠或者失意的时候，我们要靠着发愿不断的让自己就是勇往直前，让自己勤求佛道，在佛道上持续的用功。
The next verse is, when I circle a stupa three times, I vow that sentient beings will diligently seek the Buddha way without thoughts of laziness or rest. So when we practice the Buddha Dharma and we go wholeheartedly in direction, the mind is fixed on one direction, undistracted, no regression, and march forward courageously and keep straight on. And then we won't say, after I practice for a certain period of time and I'm not going to do it anymore. So we're not taking any detour or bypass. And when we in the past of a practice, and we may get discouraged and depressed and this and that, and get lazy, slack, and frustrated. But at that time, we need to give a rise, which is self and which all sentient beings, and without thought of a laziness and rest, and will diligently seek the Buddha way.
好，那画面上这三个都跟吃的有关系。等一下你们就要吃饭哈，来。他就告诉你说，不管你是吃到柔软的，或者是吃到出色的，或者是当你在吃的时候，你都要发愿的哈。你吃到柔软的时候呢，柔软的食物的时候，你要希望众生都能够生起慈悲大慈悲心来，你的心是柔软的，对一切众生慈悲，那不去顶撞人，要大家是用谦虚去尊重他人，然后去倾听啊，不管别人呢的理论。你自己认同不认同，首先呢我们就是去肯定他人，尊重他，那自己呢不才有一定的定见，那我们自己其实本身就是一个慈悲，而且面对问题的时候也比较能够去解决问题。
So next three verses is all to do with food. soft food, coarse or rough food, and when am I eating my food? So pretty soon we're all going to go downstairs to eat our food. So what kind of vow we should give rise to? And when we eat soft food, we wish all sentient beings that will give rise to great compassion mind. And this great compassion mind is humble and respectful to others, and then not offensively and offend people with rude comment. And even though you agree with them or not agree with them, and just respect their thoughts, their idea. And the best of it, you know, we don't have a certain mindset, certain definite opinion. And the definite opinion we shall have is compassion.
那所以有时候呢，有时候在处理事情的时候，或许强硬的时候是比较容易解决的，但是呢，毕竟还是有后遗症。所以说讲修菩萨道、行菩萨道的时候，其实要柔软、要谦卑，还是要为对方啊留下后路啊，路不可以走绝，要用慈悲心来对待。那事情要处理，但是呢，对人还是要用慈悲来处理。
Sometimes when we try to resolve issue, and so if your attitude is hard and very dominant, and maybe easier to resolve the situation, but that's always have a side effect. And it's better off if you use this soft and humble attitude to resolve a situation.
那出色时呢，粗糙不润滑，没有油水的东西呢，它都不会有人爱吃的哈，但是不小心吃到的时候，甚至于里头可能夹着小石头的时候，其实也一样的哈，就是也发愿呢，希望众生都能够永远的远离这世间的所有的爱贪染的爱念。其实人就是这样哈，都喜欢好的，那他对物欲呢，对情爱的东西会贪着，比如说想要漂亮一点呐、想多睡一点呐、这些东西其实就是一个懒惰，让我们自己能够远离。
The next one, the food is coarse and rough, and so it's coarse and rough and dry, and nobody like to eat those kind of food. And maybe sometimes you even chew on small rocks in there. So, when you are eating those kind of food, you should give a rise to all sentient beings and will forever depart from the worldly greed and love. And love and it could be love in between men and women, and the love and of a craving and indulgence. For example, the love of a beauty, the love of sleep, and all that.
那吞咽食物的时候，也希望我们呢，有安定的心来作为我们精神的食粮，能够让自己呢不受任何外境的牵连捆绑跟干扰，让自己心中常常充满喜悦。
And when we eating our food and our mind is settled and stable, we use that kind of mind as food for the thought or intellectual nourishment. And full of Dharma joy is our mind is filled with Dharma joy and is not impede or hindered by our environment.
那最后两个呢，他讲的就是说一个 OK 昏夜，我们晚上要睡觉的时候啊，昏夜醒息，我们希望呢所有的众生修习诸行心境无慧，跟我们早上醒来的时候呢，诚招觉悟，当愿众生一切自觉不舍十方。其实在睡的时候不是告诉你说你真的去休息哈，他其实指的休息诸恨，不是说所有的不做了，其实他的偈子是这两个休息哈，我刚才在跟敏如菩萨在分享，他其实是修行的修，习是学习的习，他的意思是那两个意思哈。也就是说，当你晚上要睡觉的时候，其实修行诸恨，修行呢指的是我们八万四千的法门，其实都已经修圆满了啊。那要发愿，愿我们呢，所有法门已经修行圆满了，那我们自己呢，就是所作皆办的意思哈，让我们自己呢心能够不受任何染浊，没有污秽。
And the next two phrases, and when we're ready to go to sleep, and when we wake up from sleep, and I vow that sentient beings will be peaceful and secure in their bodies, and not to be moved and or confused in their mind. And wish those sentient beings will enlighten to all wisdom and see everything in the 10 direction. In here, we talk about, and a very key point is, and there's a practice and learn all conduct. It's everything. And to complete, to reach all completement. And 84,000 practice Dhamma door and Dhamma way and Dhamma method. It's all complete and reach perfection. And that kind of practice. So we want to wish all sentient beings, they complete all practice, learn all practice.
所以同样的，当我们早上醒来的时候呢，当愿众生一切自觉，就是希望众生都能够得到佛智。啊，不舍十方是什么呢？即便的成佛之后，一样的再继续的来度十方的一切众生，就像佛陀一样，成佛之后并没有舍弃我们，还是不断的来继续的帮助我们能够来熏习佛法。
To attain all Buddha paths, to complete all the conduct and to complete the practice all the conduct and to learn all the conduct and a method and to reach perfection, to fulfill and then attain Buddha's wisdom. And after achieve Buddhahood, and then that means that doesn't mean that's it and don't do anything. Actually, and to see everything in the 10 direction, that means deliver sentient beings in all direction and every single sentient being and to deliver them, to help them.
所以刚才说进行品里头40个偈子，不管他是在家或者出家，或者呢他是什么样的日常生活的任何个境界，其实他里头都是告诉我们在日常生活接触的生活跟人事因缘里头，不断的为了大众，为了众生能够离苦得乐而发愿。
In this pure conduct chapter, and regardless of the method mentioned for lay people or monastic people, it's in our daily life, all kind of situation we encounter, and we want to give a vow to vow which sentient beings to practice this way.
当我们不断的发这个愿，其实就是我们的慈悲的心呢，在发这样的愿。那有愿就有一个方向，必然是向着它前进。那么，当我们自己呢，无论什么时候，我们都能够用这样的心去祝愿。那不分是跟我们是亲或者不亲的人，那都平等的来祝愿他呢。那我们自己呢？其实我们的心就不生染浊，那么我们自己呢，其实就在培养我们自己的一个舍心。
So, in all kind of situation, we give a rise to wish sentient beings, and that's a loving kindness and compassion. We use that as our direction and march toward our direction to the final destination. At any time and regardless, we're not going to discriminate from our loved one or somebody we hate. We equally treat them. Our mind is not give a rise to defilement. That is equanimity.
所以有因缘的话，可以再好好的去看一下进行品哈，它在处处都是当愿众生，而这样的心都是跟事无量心的大平等心、大智慧心、大慈悲心，能够平等的去对待众生是相应的，心心念念都是跟慈悲喜舍是不相离的，那是值得我们从在我们生活里头，从起床到一直到我们要睡觉，都可以不断不断的去练习的。
So if you have more time, you can go back to this pure conduct chapter and to read in detail. And every single things we encounter, everything we do, anything we do, we want to wish all sentient beings and to do what in the pure conduct chapter says. And we all use the great equanimity and great compassion and this mind and to wish sentient beings anytime, any moment, regardless of sleeping, arise and constantly in accordance to the practice of the pure conduct chapter.
好， 那我们今天呢，基本上到这里是告一段落哈。下一次最后一堂课，我们会跟大家分享什么呢？我们会讲到释弘誓愿。释弘誓愿，我们做早晚课共修，只是会念，包括我们昨天教校月的忏悔记里头也有。那我们一定发过这样的愿，那我们要怎么去做？还有，我们都在法鼓山学佛，那它跟我们法鼓山的理念又有什么关系？四无量心到底是怎么相应在这里头？
So this is pretty much what I would want to talk about this pure conduct chapter today. And so next class, we're going to talk about the four great vows. And we almost pretty much every day we give a rise to this four great vow. What are they exactly? And then and also this is we practice in the facility of a Dhammajong Mountain. And what are the vision of a Dhammajong Mountain?
好，所以我们下个礼拜8月23号，我们继续再会。阿弥陀佛，谢谢大家。
So next week in August 23rd, we'll be continue. 阿弥陀佛。